Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey, good evening, Facebook family. Welcome to another episode of Post Daily Dose. With me, your trusted parenting advisor, faithful guidance servant on the healing journey. What's my name? Big Papa Brian Post. I hope everyone has had a fantastic Monday. It is so sunny and windy here in Oklahoma. I'll take it all day long. I am a warm weather kind of dude. I cannot do very good with that cold weather. So I hope everyone else is doing well in your neck of the woods, wherever you may be. So tonight's episode, we're going to talk about nonsensical chatter. We had a question came in from Esther. So Esther, I'm going to talk about your question. Now, I was trying to pull it up on my laptop so I could stay centered on it and stay focused on it, but I don't seem to be able to find my questions, the Post Institute ones, via my laptop. I have to go on the cell phone. So Esther's got a little one, 6 years old. Thank you so much for sharing the age, Esther, because that helps me out a great deal. Her daughter was placed into care at 5 weeks, was adopted at one, took a while for her to start talking, and now she talks nonstop about nothing at all. And sounds like Esther's been doing a real good job working with her over the span of years, but Esther calls it death by a million needles and a million pins. Hey, good evening there, Caitlin. Good evening, Brenda. Happy Monday to you. So Esther says it's death by a million pins, and I definitely understand what it is that you're saying. And then you said your daughter's also just making up stuff. So like someone spat on her, you spat on her just out of the blue. So the first thing we have to realize, Esther, is that it's regress behavior. So nonsensical chatter has a couple of drives underneath it. One is for security. And so you've kind of dialed in on that because you say she does need to be acknowledged and you see it gets better, but you're not sure what the trigger is. So what if the trigger is just a reduced window of tolerance, which causes her to become stressed and then causes her to regress to that earlier developmental stage? And I'm going to say, you know, especially since you said it took her so long before she could start speaking, then we know that she's off track. So we're going to put her at 2 years old or maybe 3 years old and maybe sometimes even younger. She could be, you know, a babbling 1 year old still. So instead of looking at triggers, I want to encourage you just to consider her window of tolerance. Like what's going on day in and day out that may be exhausting her window of tolerance, causing her to reach a state of dysregulation and then regressing to that earlier stage. And then what is that drive for security and predictability and attachment and soothing and regulation in that moment? And how are you best able to meet the need in that moment? So when she moves into that place, that regress place, because no matter how you cut it, it's a regress place. So it's either a regress place because she's exhausted her window of tolerance and she's went back to that babbling little toddler stage, or it's just a regress place and she's looking for that security and that certainty and that predictability. But my sense is that because she's been with you guys for so long, she has a strong sense of the predictability and the security. I'm not thinking that this is an attachment issue so much as it is a diminished regulatory window of tolerance that she's exhausting. So you have a chattery little guy, big guy too, huh, Deb? I think what you may be encountering is just a child who's got a small window of tolerance. And when she reaches that window of tolerance, and that could be 5, 10, 20 minutes, you never know, she is regressing, going back to that regressed emotional place. Good evening, Brian and Kendra. And then she's babbling and she's doing nonsensical chatter. So I have a couple of things I want you to do. Number one, I want you to start practicing 10-20-10 with her. Now at 6, she's not too far off from having potentially still needing a bottle. I might want to reintroduce a bottle back to her. And here's the thing. This may be this nonsensical chatter thing may be something you will continue to see when she's getting ready to hit a developmental milestone, because children always regress before they progress. And usually what happens is when they regress, we get really stressed out as parents. And then when we get really stressed out, then we impede the developmental jump. So we have to keep in mind, when a child regresses, there's nothing wrong with it. They're actually going back to an early developmental place, trying to repair something that wasn't made whole. And then they move forward from there. And so before children make developmental jumps, they'll always go back and solidify and strengthen. And then they make the jump. It's like the brain and the cellular system, they kind of take a step back, they make sure that everything is solid, and then they make the next jump. And then just moment to moment, day to day, when children are regressing, it's because they've got earlier developmental needs that still need to be addressed. It's not cause to be stressed out. And the reason it stresses most parents out is because they don't understand it. What you have to understand in the dynamic is that when a child is regressing and acting out, they are trying to work through something. So she's giving you a very predictable behavior pattern. And because it's a predictable behavior pattern, I really want you to feel there's something in the dynamic. And maybe it's just because she's stressing you and you're getting scared and you're feeling like you're not doing something right or that you've missed something. But I really want you to stay focused on and dialed into the fact that she's about 2 years old when she's in that nonsensical chatter place. And so you might just ask yourself, you know, kind of what were the circumstances in her life around that two to three year period of time? Because there could have been some kind of shift during that time that could have her still a little stuck. But you have to see the infant. She's a babbling toddler. You have to see the babbling toddler. And she may just be telling you that emotionally, developmentally, she's just not as mature as you think. She's not six. She experienced too much trauma a whole year in orphanage or foster care or whatever. That is a long time. So she's probably on good days emotionally about 4 years old. So when she's under stress, she's operating somewhere between 2.5, 3 years old, 2 and 3 years old, and going to be vacillating between that stage. So you've just got, what gives parents the biggest amount of freedom is when they can just see it. When you can see it and you can just accept it and then you give into it. That's the key. When you're feeling like she's like pecking you to death because of her babbling and her incessant chatter, really what that means is you're wanting her to be somewhere that she's not. You're wanting her to be somewhere that makes you feel better. She's not in that place. By you wanting her to be somewhere that she's not, you're actually moving away from her energetically and emotionally, which then triggers more of her abandonment stress, her overwhelm stress, and doesn't help her regulation. And then it actually creates more of the behavior that you ultimately want to try to suppress. And so I really want to encourage you, see a 2 to 3 year old, ask yourself, what is it about the babbling? What is it about the nonsensical chatter that seems to be overwhelming me? And just dig into that for a minute. And then start to reframe the nonsensical chatter as a red flag for stress. Anytime she's in that place, she's stressed. It's very simple. If she's in that place and she's stressed, the first thing you got to do is you got to check in with yourself, get present, calm yourself down, make sure you're in a regulated place, and then tend to your baby. Your baby is having a need in that moment. So I'm going to say 10-20-10. 10 minutes of quality time and attention first thing in the morning. I would probably suggest offering her a bottle because she probably will still take it. So a bottle more in the morning before she even gets out of bed. So you go lay down beside her. You hum a little song. 10 minutes, 20 minutes in the afternoon, first thing in the morning, first thing when she gets home from school or you get home from work, 20 minutes, undivided time and attention. I would offer another bottle because I think she's probably going to take it. And then 10 minutes in the evening before bedtime, just another quality time and attention, just being present to her, listening to her, because you've already said that when you engage her, she'll actually change the subject. It's because when you engage her, when you really engage her, she's immediately getting that need met and she just moves right through that regression. But you're seeing this as you're wanting to see this as something personal, as some shortcoming. I feel like you're wanting to see it as some kind of shortcoming on your part, and it's not at all. I think you've probably done a fantastic job with this little girl, especially based on what she's gone through. But you've got to see that nonsensical chatter as an expression of stress. You've got to see it as a need that is seeking to be met. You've got to see it as an opportunity to go in and repair what has not been repaired previously. And if you can see that, I think it'll take a little bit of that anxiety. Now, it's going to raise a little anxiety because you're like, she's 6 years old. She shouldn't be in this place anymore. But that should, when it comes to traumatized children, is probably the worst thing that we do. It's not about should. It's about their brain development. It's about their emotional maturity. It's about them working through some of the traumas, the preverbal traumas. You're already familiar with the neglect that she had and the preverbal trauma she had. So a lot of times she's just reverting back to those stages, and just be present. Just give yourself some time to be present. Pay attention to her exhausting her window of tolerance and then regressing. And then that's when the chatter comes out. Because guys, nonsensical chatter, it's just a state of stress. It's just a red flag that a child has met their window of tolerance, that they're feeling insecure, that they need a regulatory figure to look at them, stop what you're doing, make eye contact, look at them, smile, say, I'm here, I'm not going anywhere, you're safe. Or, yeah, you don't even have to address the chatter. It's like addressing a babbling baby. It's all you're doing. You're addressing the babbling baby. You're tending to the babbling baby. But the first thing you want to do is you want to check in with yourself. Make sure that you are in a good place. So, and it could be all ages. You know, Esther's child is 6, but it could be like Amy. She's got 11-year-old. Same thing. They're hitting their window of tolerance. They're regressing. When they regress, they're going back to, they're actually giving you a gift when they regress. And the gift is to help them integrate and work through whatever trauma blocks that are there that still keep showing up. So I hope that's helpful for you guys. Please feel free to ask your questions, send them through Messenger. I always get them one way or the other. Always happy to show up and give you information that meets you right where you're at. So God bless you. Big Papa loves you. Remember, in any given situation, you always have two choices. You can continue to react from the same old imprints and blueprints of fear and stress and overwhelm, or you can stop, you can take 3 to 10 deep breaths, you can ask yourself, what is it about this behavior that's really stressing me out? And what is it about this behavior that my child is needing from me? And in that space, you're choosing love. So I hope that helps. Pray for each and every one of you every single night. If you are a therapist, and if you are a family, I'm gonna be in LA from May 19th to May 31st. I've got a couple of half days available for families to do consults, and I'm also going to be doing a therapist training. So if you would like to get some advanced training in trauma and regulation and stress, then check out BeverlyHillsTraumaTraining.com. And if you're a family who's interested in a half-day consult with me, just go to BigPapaPost.com. God bless. See everyone. I'm going to see you guys in the morning, morning motivation. Those of you who are sleepyheads and sleep in, I'll see you tomorrow here on Post Daily Dose.